All right. Well, this morning we are beginning a brand new series, which is exciting and it is daunting. And so we will be cracking. Afresh into the Gospel of John. And in all this this time, we've been preaching through the Old Testament, largely for all of 2025. And so it is good to turn once again to the New Testament and of all things to the Gospels. And so we find ourselves in John chapter 1. We'll be preaching through verses 1 through 118. And so let us read the word of the Lord here this morning as we begin. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time, only the begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him." And so, Lord, as we turn to your word this morning, would you give us eyes to see, minds to understand, and hearts to love you and know you. Would you lead us and guide us in your truth? Amen. Amen. This message I have titled Christology for Dummies. And we all know the classic series, or all those common series where you have mechanics for dummies, or, you know, electrical for dummies, which leads to one of my favorite jokes in the workforce where I say people are quite shocked when they find out I'm not a qualified electrician. But we have here in this passage, these opening lines, these opening verses show us this incredible depth. And it's funny to call this Christology for Dummies, but here in this opening passage in John chapter 1, this captured the imagination, and this captured the hearts and minds, and it was pretty near a fully absorbed preoccupation of the first three centuries of the church, was contemplating and articulating the whole doctrine and just everything, all the mysteries revealed, and just who Christ is. And so this opening passage of John is pivotal, and it really does set the Gospel of John apart. We have four Gospels, and we have four witnesses. And when you look, you'll see each of these Gospel accounts is the Gospel according to. And we have the Gospel of Matthew, and Mark, and Luke, and John. And it is difficult to just pick one of these Gospels and dive into it, because each of these Gospels articulates and highlights just certain aspects about the work and life and ministry of Christ. And it is so refreshing to turn back to the Gospels and to come to Christ himself. And as we've been preaching through the Old Testament, we see all the signs and the types pointing forward to Christ. But now we come to Christ himself. Now we come to the fountain. We come to the very source, the wellhead of all that we have received. And here in this passage, we see this very high Christology, this teaching of who Christ is. And so many of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they focus on the life and ministry of Jesus. They're all quite similar. They all share many of the same stories. But John is very unique. John, he is very much writing to make a theological case. He is writing to say certain things about who Christ is and what he did. And as we dive into the Gospel of John, I'll highlight a few of these things now, but we see that, one, there's a very high view of who Christ is, that Jesus came, and he came as the Word made flesh. We see here, and we'll get into it, this whole picture that Jesus is very God of very God. To take the line from the Nicene Creed, he was with the Father. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we see that this line, this teaching, really does set the whole foundation, or set much of the foundation, for the teaching of the Trinity. God in three persons. One God, three in persons. One in essence, three persons. And we see this laid out very clearly. But we also see that the sonship of Jesus is very much highlighted, more so than all of the other gospels. It is very clear that this is very God. This is the Son of God, the Son of Man, Jesus' favorite way of referring to himself throughout the gospels. And there's also a very high emphasis on the gift of the Spirit and the Spirit's work. So we can see that the Gospel of John lays forth a very clear Trinitarian picture, Trinitarian teaching of the fullness of the Godhead. And this will all be highlighted. And it is very evident just in our reading of John chapter 1 that as we read this, this has a clear echo. It is a clear resonance. It is laid out, if this was musical notation, this passage is like a harmony layered with Genesis chapter 1. It is so clear. We see that in the beginning. And we know, and we've already read this morning from Genesis chapter 1, and for anybody who might be listening through this in the future or not present, we preached through Genesis chapter 1 about a year ago, and you hopefully can find some of those messages. But we see that this is a clear picture of this. And even through the first half of John, through the first 12 chapters, there's a high emphasis on the signs of Christ. And the signs, this is John's way of referring to his miracles. He says the signs of Christ. And there are seven of these signs. And so we see right in the beginning, there's this clear picture. John is laying forth that we'll go into, that this is a clear echo of the creation account. And throughout the book, the Gospel of John, he highlights these seven signs, which have alignment or a clear representation of the 7 days of creation. And so there's actually this very unique picture that's laid forth. What John is saying is don't miss this. Christ, the man who came to us, is very God of very God. He is the one through whom all things were created. He is the creator God come to us. And in his ministry, he highlights these seven signs, which in essence are pointing to the 7 days of creation. And finally, after all of these signs, there is a eighth sign, a final sign, which is his own death and resurrection, which points to the whole picture that Christ, in him, there is these 7 days pointing, like seven signs pointing to 7 days of creation. And on the eighth day, this new day of this new creation is his death and resurrection. And so this is what we see. We see that through the gospel.